Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Michael Horton of the Slater Wildcats. Slater traveled down to Windsor tonight to take on the Greyhounds in what was a good game and what most people expected to be a really competitive game. Slater 6-1 coming into the game. Windsor 5-2 coming into the game. Windsor comes out with a 28-13 win. Coach, thanks for calling us. Tell us a little bit about how the first half played out for you tonight.
Well, they kicked off to us. We ended up going 3-and-out. We got close to the first down, but we punted the ball, and then they had a pretty big punt return. I think it got them within the 15-yard line. So they were able to get on the board pretty quick, kind of get momentum rolling their way. And we ended up getting the ball back. We had a pretty good, strong drive. Like we drove down into the 20 or 30-yard line, and we ended up stalling out. So they ended up getting the ball back. And I think that was the drive they ended up throwing a pick. So it was kind of back and forth for a little bit. They ended up scoring second touchdown in the first half. But they kind of, hats off to Coach and Windsor. They had a great game plan for our offense. They stopped what we do best. So we had to make some adjustments at halftime.
And Coach, talk about the second half. You know, sounds like you guys were able to put some points up on the board. Did you guys ever have a chance where you felt, hey, we're back in this game and we're going to be able to, you know, have a chance to win or tie?
Oh, definitely. We kicked off to them. We ended up getting them to punt. We got the ball back. We drove down and scored. So we were right back in it. We were touchdown down. And then they got the ball and they ended up, I think we forced them to punt again. And so, you know, we felt pretty strong that we were going to come back and get back in the game and win. And then we got the ball back, and then we stalled out again. And it was kind of back and forth a little bit, just possession-wise. We ended up getting the ball, and you know, we kind of changed our tempo a little bit, started going pretty quick on them, got them on their heels. So we were able to get another touchdown, but they had already scored before us, and they just had a lot of speed and really well coached.
And you know, Windsor was 5-2 coming into this game, but their two losses were to Adrian and Lincoln. So, your schedule's a little backloaded, not having a conference. You know, you guys are kind of road warriors, or other teams are having to travel a long ways to play Slater. You know, last week you guys played Lighthouse Academy. And this week you played Windsor. Next week you host Stratford, bigger school from the Springfield area. You know, so how do you feel the schedule's playing out, and are you happy with where your team's at right now?
Yeah, we're definitely happy with where we're at. You know, obviously we felt like we could win this game. I don't think we played as well as we could have. We got a tough game coming up next week with Stratford. I don't think they're as good as they were last year. I think they're a little down, but you know, they're still a good quality football program. They're going to come to town and give us a good game. I haven't watched any film on them yet, but you know, just kind of looking at where their standings, and you know, they've also played Windsor, and I think Windsor beat them 40-something to 20-something. So I feel like we might have a chance to pull off a victory. And, so we're happy with where we're at. We like playing the tough teams at the end, because that's what you got to be ready. Got to be ready for districts. So.
Yeah, and speaking of districts, you know, you guys are in that district with Marceline, Carrollton. I can't remember who else is in the top half of that bracket as of right now. So looks like the Wildcats are going to have another home game this year in districts. And, you know, I think that district's really up for grabs with those top four teams there.
Oh, definitely. Sweet Springs is up there. They're really, really solid. Right now, I think it's Marceline, us, Sweet Springs, and then it's either Fayette or Carrollton. I'm not sure who's there in that fourth spot, but it's going to be tough. But, you know, that we feel like we're getting ready for district. So we like the toughest on the schedule.